Praise the Lord. You had a teaching on water baptism and you want to correct your water baptism. Listen, church. Listen. Screen Mark chapter 16 again. Verse 15 and verse 16. Let's read it. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. That scripture is an anchor scripture of our faith. Preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news. Which gospel? Freedom has been offered to man that has been in bondage at the cross on Calvary. We preach Jesus Christ crucified. Why? Because on the cross on Calvary, he declared our freedom when he said it is finished. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. When the serpent bites you, you look up, what do you see? You see that serpent that bites you is judged on the cross on Calvary. Once you can see it, to see is not about looking with your eye. It's understanding what was happening there. If you understand what happened there, you cannot be in bondage again. When he said no more bondage, what he's saying is the power that Satan has over us is taken away. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from the oppression of the enemy and of course saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world, which will soon take place. I'd like to just share this because Christianity has been turned upside down and the meaning of the cross is now hardly understood. If you understand it, amen. If you understand what happened on the cross on Calvary, 90% of your problem is solved. The rest is now for you to claim it through prayers. He that believeth and is baptized. The baptism there are two baptisms. One, water baptism and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why water baptism? Water baptism makes you identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That brings you under the blood. The accuser of the brethren, the Bible tells you in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. When you come to Christ, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that you come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. When you come to Christ, you have come to God's provided place of refuge. When you come to Christ, you come to the Savior. We look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need this knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And when we preach in this ministry, this is a restoration ministry. Part of the restoration ministry worldwide. We are not the only ones. It's worldwide. In Lagos alone, there are over 100 churches that believe what we believe. Grace may not be the same, but the faith is the same. What is it that the church of Jesus Christ has been invaded by Satan? That is what we try to teach here on Sunday about what happened at Eden. It's what we are still suffering from today. We used the scriptures recently to prove to us that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is shorter than we know. We use the Bible. There are keys in the Bible. We use the Bible, the timeline given there for Israel. The gospel left Israel when they rejected the gospel. And it came to the Gentiles, you and I. It's according to God's plan anyway. But we see that that it will not stay with us forever. Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 11 that blindness in part has come upon Israel. Until, he said blindness in part, not forever, in part. Not forever. Until the fullness of the Gentile be coming. Till the last person, till the fullness, the time given to the Gentile is complete. And these things are in the Bible. But people are too earthly minded to see the things that pertain to the kingdom of God and His divine agenda. When you see churches that say, with pastor that God commission him with the ministry of prosperity, I say that pastor is lying. There is no such ministry. Jesus did not go to the cross so that we shall become rich millionaires. That is not the purpose. This is the purpose. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12. Can we read it? He, Jesus, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. Perfection. Teaching ministry. That's the teaching ministry for perfection. For the work of the ministry. Which ministry? Ministry of reconciliation. For the edifying of the body of Christ. That is those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The fivefold ministry. Until what? The next verse. Until what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God raised you up with a commission to go and make and raise millionaires and billionaires. We don't need the blood of Jesus Christ to be rich with worldly things. Thank God, the blood of Jesus is the use. All the billionaires in the world, who among them is a Christian? That's not the purpose. Before Jesus Christ came, there were millionaires and billionaires on earth. That's not the purpose he came. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Why? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the soul that sinneth shall die. We are all dead. We are alienated from God. Man was separated from his maker. God brought a reconciliation through the cross. And when you are in Christ Jesus, then prosperity is not a prayer point. For if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh his enemies, even his enemies, to be at peace with him. Am I correct? For he said he has blessed us with blessings, all blessings, all blessings. in heavenly places. Our blessings flow. But that blessing must flow through the blood of Jesus. You have no right, amen, into the ministry when you don't know the story of the cross. You will mislead the people. Nobody can get to the Father. Nobody. Nobody can get to the Father. Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody can get to the Father except by Jesus. So let me tell you, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Eh? The Lord told me, and I will not hold microphone and lie. In the name of the Lord, God will strike me. I fear him. That what you see happening in Ikotu is not deliverance. You know why? And the day he told me, I wonder, I said, but I'm seeing demons screaming. And he told me, that was the day he told me, whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. And he began to cause me to understand why he said, that is not deliverance. True deliverance comes only under the blood of Jesus Christ. You cast out a spirit in the name of Jesus and the spirit goes. And you don't bring that person to the Lord Jesus Christ. The way the Bible has stipulated it should be, you have just applied the same type of power Babala will do for exorcism. To remove demons from people. When the demon goes, he comes back again. Why? When you even you cast him out, Jesus say he will go out and look for. He came back, he saw you empty. He must find you empty first. When he finds you empty, then he say, my house is still there. Then he will go so that they will not remove him. He will bring how many more? Plus him, how many? He says seven more wicked than him. Then the condition becomes worse than before. What is that emptiness? A life without Christ is an empty life. A life without Jesus is an empty life. Amen.